In this difficult economic climate, we're continuing to make investments to grow even stronger, and at the same time, we're fine-tuning our execution. Let me start with an update on the competitive landscape. In the first quarter, there wasn't much change in satellite competition. Our internal models indicate that we gained a small number of video subscribers from satellite operators on a net basis. Similar to the last several quarters, we feel very good about our competitive position here. In recent quarters, telco competition has expanded to a more significant fraction of our footprint, although that rate seems to have slowed slightly in the first quarter of 2009. We estimate that at quarter end, telco video offerings were available to around 22% of our footprint. AT&T's U-verse product continued to be available to roughly twice as many of our homes passed as Verizon's video offering. As Glenn indicated, the DTV transition helped us this quarter. Our analysis suggests that approximately 5% of over-the-air or OTA households transitioned to us in the first quarter, when taking into consideration the percent of stations that actually switched in February. This is similar to the effect we saw in Wilmington, North Carolina last September. To capture this opportunity, we've been offering a low-priced basic-only service as well as packages that include free basic video service when a customer takes Roadrunner or digital phone service. I think that the relatively high number of basic video net additions in Q1 demonstrates our success. In addition, we estimate that as many as a third of these new subscribers took a double or triple play offering. It's important to note that we may see a similar impact in mid-June when the final DTV transition occurs.